Today's daf is Yuma Daf Gimel, as we continue in our new Masechta here in Seder Moed, and we are on Beis Amma Beis, two lines from the bottom, second to last line, Rav Ashi Omar, just one Ha'ara from yesterday, and that is, we were trying to discuss, we're in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the first day, at the end of today's daf will be the second opinion, but Rabbi Yochanan is the first day of what the source is for the 7 days of separation, the 7 days of Prisha before Yom Kippur for a Kohen Gadol, and also for the Kohen HaSoreif Es HaParos. Rabbi Yochanan's makar was the Shivasi Mehamiluim, the 7 days that the Kohanim were sequestered inside the Mishkan, getting ready to perform all the avodas of the Mishkan eternally. Moshe Rabbeinu showed them exactly how to do it for 7 days, and on the eighth day, after those 7 days, Vayibi Yom HaShmini, they did it themselves. So we use that makar, those 7 days of Prisha, for Yom Kippur and for Paraduma. And the Gemara went into, and the Gemara will continue in where we're up to now, to try to suggest, how do you know the Makar is to Yom Kippur? How do you know it's to Paraduma? Maybe it's to all Karbanas. So we said, no, that's not going to work, because we wouldn't know exactly which day. Maybe the whole base off. So we said, no, you need a day Shekavualo, Kavualo Zman. Maybe it means the Chagim. Which one? Maybe it means Sukkot, it has a lot of mitzvahs. Maybe it means Pesach, it's the first one mentioned. So we ended up saying, no, you need one that is separation for 7 days, preparation for 1 day, rather than separation for 7 days, preparation for 7 days. Yantav for 7 days. And we say, what about Shmini Atzeres? So the first day Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha before it, so therefore it is not similar to what we are trying to prove. It's not Kazet. It's not like this one that we are trying to prove. So we'll start with the Rashi in a minute. Just one source I forgot to mention yesterday, and that is the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Vayikra, relating to one of the halachas that we mentioned yesterday, it's going to come up again a lot, and that is, why do we do it in the northeastern, why do we do the paraduma? The Kohen Azara, as the parah stays in the northeastern side of the Azara, because, well, it's called a chatas, and it needs Safon, and it's also Mizrach, right, Nochach, Pnei Al-Moed, so that's why we put it there. There is a beautiful Meshachachwa, which we've mentioned, about Safon. Why Dafka is the halacha by Kachi Kachim, that one requires the north side of the Azara, north side of the not Dafka the Mizbeach, but as long as it's the north side of the Azara. So the Meshech Chachma says in Vayikra, he has another question, and that is the first parak in Parshas Vayikra is Ola. So there he says V'imen Atzon Karbano. He points out that the Pesukim go through the various types of animals, Tzon, Ben Bakar, Oaf, and only by Tzon does it mention Tzafon explicitly. Only there. It's explicit when it comes to Tzon. When it comes to Ben Bakar, we know it's true, but it's not mentioned explicitly. And as the Meshech Chachma, why is that? What does that tip us off to understanding about the halacha of Tzafon? Say, Hine, Kasav, Tzafon Betzon, V'lo Ben Bakar, Avagav de Bachol Makom Kasav B'Makom Ha'ola. Even though it's true, it applies by all Bakar and Tzon. Alma, Deshem Olu Nishcha Betzafon, U'Bachol Zeh Nizra Torah Lahazkir Tzafon Rak Betzon V'lo B'Bakar. Why? He says, look, by Par Koin Mashiach and Par Elam Davar Shal Tzibur, all of those. V'lo Nizkar B'Makom Ha'ola. So he says, Amru B'Medrash, Lefisha Tzafon More Al Akidaso Shal Yitzchak. Shetzafun afaro lezikaron lefnei Hashem tamud. Tzafon is connected to tzafun, hidden in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ashes of Yitzchak, who wasn't shechted, kaviyacho, as if, ki'ilu, the Yitzchak was shechted, and his ashes are tzafun, are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem keeps them close so that he could be mezakeh Klal Yisrael for generations to come. So that is the connection of tzafon and tzafun, and that's why dafka, by the tzon, it's literal, and it's explicit, because Isle of the Akedah, right? Not like that's where they were sacrificed in the end. The Akavana she'amru she'ruach tzfon is psucha, mora al habachira ha'chavshit she'asa Avram Avinu, and also the ruach tzfon is the northern side is open, giving us bechira chavshis. What does that mean? Avram Avinu already put it into our DNA that we could overcome, we can make the right choices, we could follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kimat hukfa teva kayam b'nefesh Yisraeli limsar atzmo al avas Hashem Yisbarach. He says, and that's why it doesn't say it by Bakar explicitly. Number one, because that's not connected to the Akedah. And number two, it's the Egel. So you never like to even inkateg anasa sanegar. So even though yes, it has to be done on the northern side, but it is not something that we want to mention explicitly. Then he quotes other areas in the Torah why it doesn't mention it. It doesn't mention it. Either way, that's the connection of Tzafon to the Tzafon, and that is the Akeda. Okay, now let's get back to what we're up to. Rav Ashi Amar. Second to last line on Beis Amar Beis. Rav Ashi is giving another suggestion for the earlier question of why Shmini Atzeres might not be a good example. So we ended up saying it's a Xeris HaKas of Kazet. It's not similar. Maybe, so again, the question is maybe the Kohen should have, anybody does the Avoda on Shmini Atzeres should have Prisha for 7 days beforehand. And maybe you should learn that out from the Shivasi Me'am Miluim. Says Rav Ashi, no. Mi gamidi de ikarega lo boi prisha tafel di de boi prisha? Does it make sense when you ever have a case where the ikarega, sukkis, does not require prisha, while the tafel, the secondary, tafel always means secondary, ikar and tafel. Tafel does require prisha? That's an amazing line. This is these two lines here, stuck in the beginning of Maseches Yuma, are crucial in terms of understanding the nature of Shmini Atzeres. Again, the major sugyas are in Maseches Sukkah, but these two lines right here, Shmini Atzeres is called the Tafel of Sukkis. Let's continue a little more. V'yafilu l'manda amar Shmini regel bifnei atzmo, and even according to the opinion that says Shmini Atzeres is a yuntiv by itself. It's an independent yuntiv regel bifnei atzmo. Who? That doesn't mean fully independent. It's still tafel, even with all its independence. We still call it a tafel. Hani mili, even if you say it's independent, hani mili l'inyin pazar kashav. That's regard to the following six halachos of pazar kashav, which we'll talk about. Avalinyin tashlumin derishon hu. But regarding makeup, regarding tashlumin, regarding the karbon that you have to bring, we're in the mitzvah shir now, we know there are three karbonas that B'nai Yisrael have to bring every time they're Ola Regel. In Olas Re'ia, a karbon shalmi chagiga and a shalmi simcha, for the tashlumin that we have for the karbonos, it's all looked at as tashlumin derishon, meaning the ikar is to do with the first day. That's the ikar of bringing these karbana special for yatif. If you didn't bring it the first day, then you have makeup time. But that makeup time is inherently a makeup. It's not the ikar time for bringing it. Avalini tashlumin tashlumin derishonu to hatnan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Mishalo chag biyomtav harishon shochag, whoever did not bring the chagiga on the first day of yatif, chogeg vahole kalaregel kulo. You can bring it all the yatif, biyomtav ha'achar shochag, and also, period, also on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres doesn't have its own carbon chagiga. No, it's Tashlum and Derishon. So interestingly, even though you have six areas of independence, and maybe only one, the carbon, that outweighs. That outweighs all of those six halachos that reflect independence of Shmini Atzeres. No, that carbon, the carbon chagiga, is overarching in its definition, and Shmini Atzeres is defined as Tashlumin of Rishon, a Bidi Eved, a second tiered time for bringing the karbanos. We have in many areas of halacha, we have the ikar time to do something and the b'di'evit time to do something. Rav Asher Weiss points out the halacha of shihuye, the four halachos that, four principles that sometimes overlap. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan, zriza makdimin la mitzvahs, right, a mitzvah baliyat chal tachmitzena, right, all of those principles, he discusses the uniqueness of each one. And by one of them, we have the principle like we had in Maseches Psachim, I think on Daf Samaches or so, where the Gemara talks about if you have Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and we know there are certain areas of the Avodah, certain parts of the Avodah that are Docha Shabbos, because that's the day that it has to be done. Even the Hector Chalavim Veivarim can be done that day. Burning it, which involves Malacha, what do you mean? You can do it that night. We know it's Kasher Kalalaila, first Mishnah Shas. Why are you allowed to do Hector Chalavim Veivarim in the afternoon? The answer is Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's the Iker time of doing it. Yes, but the Evid, you can do it later. But the Iker time of doing it is even more powerful enough to be Doche. So that doesn't use the word Tashlumin there. But that's a similar idea of Tashlumin. Obviously, the major, most famous context of Tashlumin is Tefillah. right? It doesn't come up too often that we have a mitzvah that we can make up after we lose out on the time. But if I miss my mincha, I could daven two ma'arivs, right? What's the nature of that? Is that a real, is that really a mincha, not in its time? Is that a ma'ariv that's allowed to be a makeup? That's a big sugyas in Maseches Brachas in the fourth parak. But again, that's tashlumen, that's a makeup. Obviously, the ikar time to davening this is not now. I missed it. The Torah gives me an allowance. So here too, I'm allowed to have an allowance. Shmini Atzeres is a b'di'evit time for bringing the Karban Chagiga, even though it has certain levels, certain elements of independence. So what are Pazar Kashav? So these are major sugyas here. You see the big Tosfos here. And in Maseches Sukkah, wherever Pazar Kashav comes up, all the Rishonim discuss it. So let's go through each one. What's pay? Pay is pious. Pay is the goro, the lottery. That Shmini Atzeres has its own lottery. The Mishnayos describe in Maseches Sukkah that all the Mishmaros, they have lotteries, who's going to bring the different karbanos. There's a certain cycle that they have on the first 7 days, but on Shmini Atzeres, it's a new one. It's a new one. Rashi says on top, Pious la'atzmo, she'ein pious b'parei achag, etzel ha'mishmaros, she'kol ha'mishmaros, shonos, u'mishalshos bahen. All the Mishmaros up until Shmini Atzeres throughout Sukkot, they have a rotation in terms of who brings the karbanos, and on Shmini Atzeres, it starts over. That is something new, right? We're already in Kislev, Pari Achag. We remember Beis Shammai, but that's not for now, right? It goes down one every day, just like the Beis Shammai says about Neiros Chanukah. That's Pei Zion. Zion is Zman, Shechianu. Right, it has a Shechianu. So if it says Shechianu, that usually reflects a new Kedushas Hayom. That is something that reflects something new in the day. That is Shechianu. That's Rashi says right here, Levarech Shechianu. There is an interesting minhag that's quoted that is rejected, but it's a minhag. There is a major sugya, which hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about at one point, hopefully maybe before Maseches Sukkah, if not just then. But that's the issue. By the way, Daf Pe'in Shir tonight, Be'ez Hashem 9:30, relating to davening for Nisim, which we have spoken about twice over the past week and a half. There is a minhag quoted. We know the halacha is that in Chutz La'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres, the halacha is that you have to sit in the sukkah, but not make a bracha. It's beferish in the Gemara. Shihui, right? Meisiv yasfinan, baruch ilom avrachinan. That's Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, and it's quoted in the Rambam, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch v'chulu. The big mystery of the past couple hundred years. And yes, there are sources and hints of this even earlier, but it's one of the mysteries in halacha where there are explanations. How is it that many do not sit in, a good percentage, do not sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres? It's beferish halacha. Beferish in the Gemara, Beferish in the Rambam, Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody argues. Seems like nobody argues the halacha. So that there are hints of it in the Rishonim. There are hints of it. One of them is right here. The Shulchan Aruch said, the Tur already quotes it, Tafri Samaches. Even though the Gemara says, sit in a sukkah, but don't make Leishev HaSukkah. Why can't you make Leishev HaSukkah? The Gemara says, that's a Bizayon. It's Shmini Atzeres. I'm going to say Leishev HaSukkah, that would show that it's Sukkot. How could I say Leishev HaSukkah and sit in the, and it's Shmini Atzeres and say Kiddush? Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. So, the halacha is Pshara. The halacha is sit in the sukkah, but don't say Leishev HaSukkah. Right? That's the, you have to sit in the sukkah because it's Sekha Dioma. But you can't say the bracha because of the Bizayon. So there is a minhag, says the Tur, the Yesh Noagin, Shelo Leishev Ba, Belel Shmini, Ubayom Shmini Yoshvin Ba. Some people don't sit in the, it's right here, and some people have this minhag, right? Some people don't sit in the sukkah, some people make kiddush, all the different permutations, which we're not going to go out to defend right now. But this is quoted in the Tur, some don't sit in at night, but sit in it by day. The Eino Minhag. And it's not a minhag. The Tur says put an X on that minhag. But what's the svara for the minhag that he rejects? And the Shulchan Aruch also rejects it. Right, but what's the svara? Says the Beis Yosef, because you just say Shechianu. If you say Shechianu, that it's a new yantiv, like we just said, Pazar, the Zayin. Right? If you say the Shechianu for Shmini Atzeres, how can you sit in the Sukkah? It's not Sukkahs anymore. That's his svara. Obviously, the Gemara didn't feel that way, Pashas. But the Gemara didn't feel it was a problem. But it says Tamam, says the Beis Yosef, if Bishop Alayla, Tzarech Levarech Zman, Vim Ochel Oz Besukkah, Nimseis Oz Achilaso Besukkah, So Seres as Bircha Zman, Omepnei Kach Sovrin, and that's why they hold, but it says in the Gemara, Mesev Yasvinan, Biyom Dafka Amru, Kain, Shein Omer Bo Zman, but the Torah quotes, Eino Minag, why? Because the Gemara would have been Mechalik. The Gemara would have said it. Either way, but this is a Minag quoted in the Torah, the Torah rejects it, as do the other poskim as well. The Shulchan Aruch rejects it. The Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, in his commentary there on Hilchas Sukkah, also quotes this idea, and it quotes the Tur and the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram quotes this also minag gam etzleinu yeshnogim kain v'koran lohem mishpachas dreifus. And then the Magen Avram quotes. They quotes all the poskim here. It says gam bayom yeshtira b'mashamasker yom shmini atzeres the brechas amazon the yoshi basuka. Rabbi, what Shech Yanu is so much worse. You're saying kiddush shmini atzeres achagazeh. That's also pretty bad. So he says maybe an idea you could have is bring your clay ochel into the sukkah, which is something that you don't usually do on sukkahs. Try to have a balance, he says. Either way, don't worry about it. He says maybe you should make kiddush, he says, inside, open the window. He says that you could see into the sukkah, and you can make kiddush inside and then come outside, all of these. He says, lamaisa, the poskim aren't worried about it. There's no bizarre. You're doing this because it's sake of the yoma, and therefore you can sit in the sukkah, just not say a bracha. Either way, that is the suggestion, because of this man, that is the basis for one of the minhagim that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch reject, but that's where it comes from. That's in terms of zman. Reish, what's reish? So regel la'atzmo. So you have a couple of opinions. What is the reish in the Gemara? So Rashi here says, regel la'atzmo, she'ein shame chag hasukis alav. It's not sukis. Different. What is pasha? What does that mean in tefillah? In tefillah, you don't call it sukkahs, right? You call it shmini atzeres. You don't call it sukkahs. That's what Rashi says here. The Tosfos here quotes a couple of other opinions, which we'll get to in a minute. But regarding this, again, there's a major machlokas paposkim. What do we say in tefillah? It's regel b'fnei atzmo. That's true. What is the exact lashon? And depending on your sitter that you pick up or your bencher that you have, you will find different neschos. Do we say, and we think it's like a detail, but it's a major detail. Do we say Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh or Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh? Two different minhagim quoted. Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and other Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Reish Samaches Leil Shmini Omer Batfila Vatitin Lanu Es Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh. Day 8 Chag Atzeres. And the Taz and the Marshal and others say no Shmini Atzeres Hachag Hazeh. Different. Shmini Atzeres Hachag Hazeh. You switch Chag and Atzeres. Each one of those, though, could reflect something very, very different. If you say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, that reflects independence. Shmini is eighth. It's eighth, comma, Chag Atzeres. It's the Chag of Atzeres, though. If you say Shmini Atzeres Hachag, kind of sounds like it's more of a continuation. It's the Atzeres of the Chag of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. Even just that lashon is not such a detail, but it reflects something very crucial. But either way, it's something different, and that's regel. What happens if by mistake you said Chag Sukkos Hazeh? Sometimes it comes up. Shmini Atzeres, you're so used to say Sukkos for a week. You say Sukkos, so Pashas is, Mishnah Berurah quotes, Yish Deos Beino Achronim. Pashas, you wouldn't go back, because it is connected to Sukkos. We should try to remember, though, if we can. But that is the different discussions about regel is right here. Tosfos quotes two other deis here. What does regel mean? Number one, Tosfos says, close Rabbeinu Tam, middle of the skinny lines. It means Rabbeinu Tam mefarish bracha b'fnei atzmo b'birchas amazon v'tfila ki Yehuda Hasan v'regel b'fnei atzmo mefarish le'inyin lina. What does that mean? You have to sleep over on Motzai Shmini Atzeres. The halacha is whenever you bring a karban, you have to sleep over that night. You can't leave. Shows that it's a burden for you. You want to leave Yerushalayim as soon as you can. No, you have to sleep over. Nobody left Yerushalayim on Motzai Shmini Atzeres. They all slept over there. You want to beat the traffic? Doesn't work. Right? You got to stay over to the next day and then leave. So that's what it means here. It's a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's mechayev lina. Number one. Number two, the second pshat quoted later in Tosfos is the halacha that we all know, and that is avelus. It's a regel b'fnei atzmo regarding avelus. What does that mean? We know that the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that Yontif breaks avelus, not Shabbos. Shabbos, by definition, is part of Shiva. Every Shiva has a Shabbos. Regel b'fnei atzmo here regarding to the Rebbeinu Tam is referring to that halacha of Yontif. Somebody's in the middle of Shiva and comes along Yontif. Yontif breaks it. No more Shiva. If somebody is past Shiva, it breaks Shloshim. What happens if Sukkos comes? So the halacha is that first day Sukkos breaks Shiva, if somebody's in the middle of Shiva, and then Shmini Atzeres breaks Shloshim. What does it mean, break Shloshim? So Tosfos says right here, it doesn't mean totally break Shloshim, it just means it counts for a week of Shloshim. Shemini Atzeres is like its own holiday. It counts for 7 days. So if you had 3 days before, and then you have 7 days of Sukkot, that's 10. And then Shemini Atzeres counts for another seven, that's 17. It's already 17 days of Nihugim Shloshim that you need. That's what Tosfos says right here. The last line of this big Tosfos. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who made up a piyut that he said in his Shmoneh Esrei, relating to these two nafgaminas. B'mayrav shalo, Shmini kodesh lalina v'shloshim yitchem kasher avelim yanchem. Umi yu eno docha shloshim davelos lagamre, ela ola lechesh ben zayin yamim. But it counts for seven. Kedamra, as it says, emoy katan yom echa lefnei achag, v'chag v'shmini atzer shalo harikan chaf aleph. Right, so it counts... It counts for a week. Again, look in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maaseh, exactly how to work out the computation. But either way, but it does something more than what Sukkos does. So it's a three pshatim. What exactly does Regel here mean? Kashav, what's Kashav? Karban la'atzmo, shir la'atzmo, bracha la'atzmo. Kuf, karban la'atzmo, it has its own karban. It's not in the order of the karbanos going down one every day, the par for the 70 nations, and then we have one for Am Yisrael. And that is karban. Shin, shir la'atzmo. So what does that mean? So Rashi here says, they sung a special shir in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm not sure what it was. That's Rashi. V'lo pir shalonu eza shiro. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't check it up again, but if you remember, if you look in Brachas Daf Chafei, Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Gilui Nashas, quotes 30 places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. So this is probably on that list. I forgot to check, but that is the... That's another place where Rashi is, I'm not sure. But either way, they sung a special shir in the Beis HaMikdash for Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos here quotes in Shir Bifnei Atzmo. We quote some Masechah Sofrim. Maybe it means a special song that they used to sing in Shul. Either way, that's shir. Beis Bracha La'atzmo, the last bracha. So here, Rabbeinu Tam says bracha means what Rashi said Regel meant before. Bracha means in Brachas Amazon and in Tefillah. You say Shmini Atzeres. Rashi says bracha here means that they gave a special bracha to the king in the Tefillah. Shemavarech in the Tefillah, Schaya HaMelech. Special bracha based on Psukim by Shlomo HaMelech and the Beis HaMikdash in Sefer Malachim. Either way, what is this all brought here? It's all brought to teach us that Shmini Atzeres is independent. Yes, but overarching, it is Tashlumin regarding the Karban Chagiga, and that's good enough to determine that it's Tafel in its nature to the Yantav of Sukkis, and if Sukkis itself does not require 7 days of separation, of Hafrasha, so Shmini Atzeres cannot either. Again, there's a lot more to talk about Shmini Atzeres, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, V'eima Atzeres. What about Atzeres? So as we know, Atzeres in the Torah is Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres in Torah Sheval Peh is Shvuas. So maybe it means Shvuas. Why? That fits to Prishas Shiva Liyom Echadu. That fits. It's 7 days of preparation to one. So maybe that's what Shivas Miami Luv teach me, that you need 7 days before Shvuas. Amar B'Yaba, no. Done in Par Echad V'ayel Echad, Mi Par Echad V'ayel Echad. We want to compare those, Shivas Miami Luvim, to Paraduma and Yom Kippur specifically, Lafuki Atzeres Shnei Elim Ninu. Unlike Shavuos, which has Shnei Elim, right? The two Elim that are brought with the Shtei Halechem, the special carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem are brought with what's called Kivsei Atzeres, the special sheep that go along on Shavuos. Those are the only carbon shlamims that are carbon sibur. Every other carbon shlamim in the world is a carbon yachid. I can bring a shlamim if I want to as a nedava. But these two are the only ones that are kivsei atzeres. They go along with the shtei alechem. It's matir, the new grains, in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's two. So that's why it's not exactly parallel. Hani chalamanda amar. Yom HaKippurim ayel echadu. This fits if Yom HaKippurim has one aisle, and that's why it's more comparable to Shivas Yimei HaMiluim than Shavuos is. El alamanda amar shnei elim ninu maikel ameimar. But if you say it's two elim, what do you say? What's this machlokot? The Tanya as follows. The pasuk in Amar talks about an aisle. The pasuk in Pinchas talks about an aisle. The machlokot is, are they talking about the same aisle? Or are they talking about two different aisles? So that's the machlokas here, the Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Ayel Echad, Hu Ha'amur Kan, Hu Ha'amur B'chom HaShapakudim. Rebbe says the same aisle. And there, according to that opinion, so our Gemara, the Shakla V'Tarya makes fits. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Haim. There are two. Echad Ha'amur Kan, V'Echad Amur B'chom HaShapakudim. It's two different Elim, two different rams. And therefore, we are back to the question. So then it's no more comparable to Shivas Yimei HaMiluim than Shavuos is. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Tamar, Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, even according to him, they're not a pair. They're not for two different purposes. Chasam chad lechovas hayom v'chad lemusafin. Over there, one is for the chova of the day of Yom Kippur, and one for the carbon musaf. Lafuki atzeres the shavayo chovas hayom ninu. Atzeres, they go together. They're a pair. They're the kipsi atzeres, and therefore they're still not comparable. There, by at least by Yom Kippur, you would still call it one and one. You wouldn't call it two, and therefore it's still more comparable to interesting lashon that the Gemara says here that the shtei halechem are chovas hayom. I'm not going to go into it again, but again, about 2 weeks ago we spoke about comparing the shtei halechem and the karban haomer. The karban haomer brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei halechem which were brought on Shavuos. The karban haomer from barley, which matirs chadash outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the shtei halechem from grain, from wheat, which is matir the chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned Rav Zhulti's chiddush, and he brings many rayas to this, that the karban haomer on Pesach is not a Pesach karban. It happens to be on Pesach. That's the day that it has to be brought, on the 16th day of Nisan. But it's not a Chovas Hayom of Pesach. And there are various nafkaminas, one of them being, who eats from it? Right, to the Kohen of the Mishmaros of that day? Or all the Mishmaros split up, because it's a Yontif Karban. Right, it's a Yontif Karban, all the Mishmaros split it up evenly. As the last Mishnah says, second to the last Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah says. Mashenkin, if it's a like the Karban Tamid and the regular, I mean, that's an Ola, but the other ones, that would be taken by the mishpah that's supposed to be there that day. But either way, the interesting lashon here, as a contrast, the Gemara here calls the shtei alechem chovas hayom. So maybe the Gemara would never use that lashon, according to that Rav Zhulti, for the karban haomer. The karban haomer is not chovas hayom of Pesach, while shtei alechem is chovas hayom of Shavuos. Interesting lashon that we might contrast to. Okay, so we tried Sukkot and Pesach and Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. What's left? The Ema, Rosh Hashanah. Right, Yom Kippur, that's what we did. That's what we want to. But what, there's only one holiday left. The Ema, Rosh Hashanah, maybe it means you need set, maybe the source of Shiva Simei Miluim means that you need 7 days of Prisha before Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, is not a Lashon found in the Torah. Right? It's just the first day of Tishrei. Yom Hadin is pointed out by the Bali Musar. The Klayakar points out. The Torah, you don't get any impression of the scary nature of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. In the Torah, it's just a Yontif. First day of Tishrei, you bring Karbanos, you blow Shofar, we know that, but that's about it. The whole idea of Yom Hadin is all Torah Shebal Peh. All Torah Shebal Peh. Right, because that everybody is Kivnei Maron, they go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like sheep, that's all based on Torah Shebal Peh. But either way, maybe Rosh Hashanah requires Prisha. The Prisha Shiva Liyom Echadu. That's also seven for one day. On a Daraisa level, it's one day. Om Rebbe Avahu, Donin Par Ve'ayil Shalo, Mipar Ve'ayil Shalo, Lafuke Atzeres. For Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur Ninhu. Maybe this is the difference. Yom Kippur, they're Shalo. They're considered, they're labeled as the Karbanos of the Kohen Gadol himself. They're not Tzibur Karbanos, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, they're all on behalf of the Tzibur. Kohen Gadol, he does a lot of Karbanos. The first few, right, we say three viduis. The first one is V'chiber Ba'ado Ba'ad Beso, then Ba'ad Kol HaKohanim, and then V'yakol Kal Yisrael. So they're all, on all of the holidays, they're all Tzibur. Right, but Yom Kippur is personal, just like the Miluim was personal. And that's why Yom Kippur is more is more comparable. Again, keep in mind that each one of these questions might not, we spoke about it, Shmini Atzeres wise, but each one of these might not be asking just a technical question of comparing the psukim, but asking about the nature of the day. Are these Yomim Tovim comparable to what took place on the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Rosh Hashanah, there's even a detail. This Gemara is an important halacha lamaisa in terms of the karbanos. There is, this has come up in the past, the beginning of the second parak in Beitza, Tosfos has a machlokes. Is there a Musaf Rosh Chodesh brought on Rosh Hashanah? It's a machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim. Is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Why? Because it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's not just the beginning of the month. It's the beginning of the year. So we hardly mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Hardly mention it. So how little should we not mention it? Rabbeinu Meshulam in Tosfos, in Daf Tezayin, in Beitza, and in Rosh Hashanah also quotes, there was no carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The idea of Rosh Chodesh is totally wiped out by Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Tam cannot fathom there was even ever a shita that said that. Not only do I argue, I don't even believe Rabbeinu Meshulam ever said such a thing, says Rabbeinu Tam. It must be that he didn't mention it in Tefillah. But to say there was no carbon, it's Rosh Chodesh, there are 12 Rosh Chodashim. Right? So, this is one of them. If you don't have this one, then you're missing one. Right? Unless it's two others. But you need 12. So, but that is a discussion. Rabbi Natan by Omar Adarabba. Hova Hayakari Maskirinoso. Rabbi Natan says, I go the other way. You have to mention it in Musaf. If it was brought, you have to mention it. Maskirinoso Bamusaf to Rosh Hashanah. Vitikin Rabbi Natan Lomar Bamusaf Milvad Ovasachodesh. That's that extra line that's in the Machzorim in parentheses. You never know whether to say it, not say it. So, that's this Machlokes. Do you mention it or not? Milvad olas haChodesh u minchasa, rather satamid u minchasa. Do you mention Chodesh? Right, that's this machlokas right here, relating to the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, which is what our Gemara is about as well. Right, that's quoted in the Ramah in Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph. The Ramah quotes, should we say it or not? What are we paskin? The Ramah quotes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Says the Ramah. V'haminag ha'pashut ba'ashkenaz u'buklulas elu lomar psukei musaf Rosh Hashanah ve'ein omrim psukei musaf Rosh Chodesh. Ela omrim, you don't say the psukim. You don't say, Roshech ha'shachim tachiri v'olol Hashem. You don't say those psukim, which we don't. Ela omrim, milvad olas ha'chodesh u'minchasa v'olas ha'tamad u'minchasa u'shnei si'irim l'chaper u'shnei svidim ke'el chasam. The Rama says that we say it, like Rina Tam says, we mention it, we don't, though, mention the psukim like other Rosh Chodashim. So we have a pshara. Vayter. Ha'ani chalamad amar kach l'cha mishalacha. So what was this answer? That Yom Kippur is similar to Yimei Miluim because it's personal. So this fits if you understand kach l'cha mishalacha. If you understand that as mishalacha, va'aseh l'cha, where it says aseh l'cha in a different context by the chatzos, was mishalacha. If you understand these sibim as personal, so then this answer fits. Elamad amar mishal tzibur ma'ikal meimar. But if you say, don't take these literally, it also means mishal tzibur, then this answer doesn't work. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "Kach lecha mishalcha, va'aseh lecha mishalcha, v'yikru elecha." They will take for you. That's a switch. Mishal tzibur, div Reb Yoshia. That's what Reb Yoshia says. Reb Yonasan Omer, no, bein kach lecha, bein va'yikru elecha mishal tzibur. They both mean mishal tzibur. Umatam alomar kach lecha. So why did it say a lashon that sounds like it's personal, even though it means communal? Kaviyachol mishalcha, ani rotze yoter mishalahem. It's as if Hashem is saying, I'd rather you than them. What does that mean? Rashi has two deis. Number one, I'd rather, you know, take from, imhaya, anishamati, Rashi says, imhaya tzibur, yachol es kaper b'shal yachid, hayiti rotzeh. If the tzibur could use your carbon, I'd rather that. Or the second deis, which Rashi likes, is ani omer, Hashem is just upset, the klal Yisrael, for the egel. He's still upset. So I'd rather you do it. But you know what? What can I do? I need a tzibur. I need a tzibur. I need a carbon tzibur. So, he says, that's what kaviyachol is in Shas. Kaviyachol. Right? It's like, I wish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as if. But either way, the important point of that sheet is that, don't take lecha, kacha, literally, it really means tzibur. So we already have the question, but we're still just going to continue the deos and the brisa first. Abachanan amar mishum Rabbi Elazar, kasav echad omer, v'yasisu lecha aronates. One pasuk says, beginning of the Dvarim Perek Yud, make an aron out of wood. Because of echad omer va'asu aron atzei shitim, plural, va'asu. Haketzad, bizman she, kan bizman she yisrael osin rizono shalmakom, kan bizman she inosin rizono shalmakom. Here's where they're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here's where they're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get back to that, and therefore one of them, Rashi's pshat is, where they follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that is where it is called Al Shmam, they get the credit. Where they're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's called Al Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, personal. The Marsha says exactly the opposite. Where they're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they get the credit as if all of their efforts are attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was so special and amazing. And if not, it's just us, we did it. Right, it's not as... So the Marsha says exactly the opposite of what Rashi says. But either way, so you see from here, in this Gemara, that the Aseh Lecha is communal. So we reject that the previous answer that we gave is in the bottom of Amud Aleph. You can't say the difference is Yom Kippur is personal while the others are communal. That answer doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no, it still works. Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichos da alma vasius da alma. The machlokas, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, are in general. That machlokas is by general kichos and asios. Kichos da alma, for example, kachlocha samim, by the ktoris. Asios da alma, aselocha shtei chatzoshos kesef. By other halachas, you have the machlokas. Aval hanach, but here, by Yom Kippur and the miluim, it's explicit. You could see from the text, not just from the word aselocha. You see from the context that it has to be personal. Where do you see that? Hanach pirushik amafarish to mishalachahu. It has to be personal. B'miluim michti. Let's see by miluim. Ksiv, it says, ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber limar. Kichu si'ir izim lachatas. It says, speak to Am Yisrael, and then it switches. Vayomer al-arod, kach lecha, ego ben baka lachatas. It switches modes. Lamali, why did it switch? Speak to Ben Israel and speak to Aaron. Obviously, speaking to Aaron is making it personal. Shema mino, kach lecha mishalachahu. So you know it's personal. So you see by context. You're right, just that word in general, that's a machlokas. But here you see based on context, it has to be personal from Aaron's own supply. B'yom HaKippurim also. Michti, let's see. Ksiv, bezos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh, befar ben baka lachatas v'chulu. With this, right, this is what we spoke about at the end of the show yesterday. With this avoda, Aaron can go whenever he wants. Yavo Aaron el HaKodesh, and the Rishash, right here, brings up that gra also. Befar ben baka lachatas v'chulu, umei eis, and then it switches. Umei eis, adas b'nei Yisrael yikach, shnei sirei izim lachatas, v'ikrivis parachatas ashalo. Lomali, why the switch? Shvamina, hi, lo, mishalohu. What's ashalo? Right? Personal. Ashalo, this is, period. Either way, so we salvaged, we rehabilitated that previous answer to save it public versus private. One other ha'ara, and that is, if you remember at the end of Shkalim, not so much at the end, but we had a machlokas, we quoted the machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, in the beginning of Paragud and Dvarim. How many aronos there were. Remember there was a machlokas tanaim about it, the Masech HaShkalim. Rashi quoted there were two, and the Ramban says, no, there's only one. It's referring to. So this Gemara sounds like, this third day in the Brisa fits in much smoother if you assume there was one. Right, because we're asking a stira between the two psukim. How can one say vasu and one say vase? If you say there were two aronos, you could just say there were two different psukim referring to two aronos. That's what Rashi says. So a little tzorchi in how Rashi reads this Gemara, you have to say maybe the question is, still, there were two that should have the same requirements in terms of how it's built. So it's not impossible to read the Gemara, it's just smoother to read it according to the Ramban. Period. Okay, getting back to other answers, saying why Yom Kippur is the best limud from Shivas Mamiluim. Rav Ashi Amar, Donin par lachatas va'ayi la'ola, mipar lachatas va'ayi la'ola, lafuki rashana va'atzeret t'chavayi olos inu. By rashana and shvuas, they're all olos, and therefore, it's not as parallel of a context. Ravina Amar, Donin, again, why is Yom Kippur appropriate limud, all of these answers. Donin avoda b'kohen gadol, mi avoda b'kohen gadol. Lafuke kulu kushyasin, delav avoda b'kohen gadol ninu. Right? This is kohen gadol, does it by the miluim, and kohen gadol by Yom Kippur. Remember we mentioned already yesterday, I'll mention it again now quickly. What does this mean? It's a day that the avoda is done by the kohen gadol. Does that mean all the avoda? Everything, that's why I didn't mention the Rambam yesterday. The Rambam sounds like in the beginning of Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, which we're going to spend a lot of time on. If you want to buy a Rambam, say for Avoda, Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam sounds like he does everything that day. Everything. Right? Against that Ramban that says, no, he only does the unique Yom Kippur Avodas. Sounds like from the Rambam that he does everything. We'll have to look at that Lashon closely. But that's another answer, Ravina says. Today, the Kohen Gadol day. V'ika da'amre, another answer, Amar Ravina, donin Avoda Tchila. Me avoda tchila, lavuke hani delav avoda tchila. Miluim and Yom Kippur are days of avoda tchila. What does that mean? Day of firsts. What does that mean? So my tchila, ilema, tchila b'kohen gadol, doesn't mean tchila b'kohen gadol, that it means that the major kohen does this, the kohen gadol does this, hainu kamaisa, that's the same answer that we just said. So ela no, avoda tchila b'makom, me avoda tchila b'makom. No, it means that it's the first in certain places. Why? The Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, is the first and only time that Kodesh Kadashim is used as a Makom Avoda. The Miluim was the first time they brought Karbanis on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. They're being Mechanech this Avoda. So it's the day of firsts. The Miluim are day of firsts, and Yom Kippur is the day of firsts. So maybe that's what it means. Look at Rashi, very crucial Rashi for a sugya that we discussed in the past. Look at Rashi in Tchila b'Makom. Yom Kippurim Yishlo Avoda Lofnai V'Lofnim. Shem Kippurim Harishon Haisa Tchila b'Makom Shekodem Lachin Lo Nichnas Adam Sham L'Avoda. And Yom Shmini L'Minuim Haisa Avoda Tchila B'Mizbech HaChitzon. Period. Asks Rashi on himself, what do you mean? Yom HaShmini wasn't the first day. Moshe did it for a week. Moshe already did the Avoda for a week every day of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. V'im b'shvil sheshimosh Moshe, shimesh Moshe, kol Shivas Yimei Miluim. Moshe did it for a week. Ein kruya Avoda, etz Avodas Kohanim. That's not called avoda. How do you know it's not called avoda? He didn't wear big day kahuna. Wow. He didn't wear big day kahuna. That's really a suffix in Maseches Tainis. On daf Yud Aleph, you see on the side Yud Aleph Mabez and Avodah Zarah. What did Moshe wear during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Did he wear the big day Kohen Gadol? Did he wear the big day because he was acting like the Kohen Gadol for 7 days? Or not? So what is that suffix about? So the Achronim have two suggestions. Number one suggestion is, well, really, you need the begadim to do the avoda. But this really wasn't avoda. This was just a pretend practice before they actually did the avoda. That she does Rashi. Because what does Rashi say here? Rashi says, oh, that wasn't really avoda. This is tchila. This is tchila. You didn't have to say that. You could have said, that was real avoda, but it wasn't the avoda of Kohanim. That was a different type of avoda. That was setting the stage avoda. But Rashi says no. Rashi says it was not avoda. What do you see clearly from Rashi? And he uses the big day kahuna as a reflection of that. According to Rashi, the big day kahuna are needed for avoda. If a person who is not doing avoda, then it's okay. The other way to understand that ibaya in Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph, and this is what the Archaim HaKadosh says, in Parshas Tesav is that, no. It for sure was avoda. But the ibaya is, was Moshe considered a Kohen for that week? It's not a question about the avoda, it's a question about Moshe's status. And the Arachayim HaKadosh says, that's the Gemara's answer, that he didn't wear the begadim. He wasn't a Kohen. Moshe was a Levi. You're only a Kohen has to wear the begadim. Right, that's a fascinating. Are the begadim, this is the Chakir we've spoken about in the past, are the Big Day Kahuna a din in the Avoda or a din in the Kohen? What happens? The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin requires a pasuk to say that women cannot do the Avoda. Certain Avodas. Ask Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk for? They're not wearing the begadim. Then I wear the big kahuna. So Tosfos has two answers. One answer is, oh, she put him on. She put him on. That's one answer of Tosfos. And the other answer is, no, she doesn't need begadim. She's not a Kohen. Ah, 2 days. The first day says she wore them. She's doing the avoda. She puts them on. Second day says she's not a Kohen. She doesn't need the avoda. So that's this Rashi is crucial. You got to learn this Rashi to understand how Rashi understands the Maseches Tainis Daf Yud Aleph. The Rashi understands that's an ibaya about whether Moshe's work during those 7 days was considered avoda or not, and the answer is it was not. And that's why he did not have to wear the big day kahuna. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yochanan, Masni Chada, Rav Shua ben Levi Masni Tarti. Rav Yochanan only understood, remember how this whole thing started. The whole day it started, yesterday's daf, the pasuk by the Miluim, we learn out Paraduma and Yom Kippur. So Rav Yochanan only learned one thing from the pasuk. Rav Shua ben Levi learned two. Rav Yochanan Masti Chada La Asos Lachaper Elu Masi Yom Kippurim. Rav Shua ben Levi Masti Tarti La Asos Elu Masi Para Lachaper Elu Masi Yom Kippurim. Rav Yochanan Masti Chada. He only learned one, but what do you mean? V'hanan t'nan. He only learned Yom Kippur? So how does he know 7 days of separation for Paraduma? Shivas Yamim Kol Yom Kippurim, Shivas Yamim Kol Yom Shivas Apara. The Mishnah says, so Maila Ba'alma. Wow. Rav Yochanan says it's a Dindra Rabbanan. It's a Dindra Rabbanan. The Dindra Araisa of Prisha is only by Yom Kippur. Paraduma is only a Dindra Rabbanan to counter the Kula of the Harev Shemesh. So we're Machra the other way. Period. V'ha'amar bin Yomi bar Chilki Amar b'chasi bar Idi Amar Rav Yochanan. Kasher Asa b'yam Azeh. Tziva Hashem la'asos l'chaper alechem, la'asos eilu ma'isei par l'chaper eilu ma'isei yom ha'kippurim. Ah, you see Rabbi Yochanan does learn out both from the pasuk. Hahuda Rabbe. No, that's really his Rebbe. That's not him. Why? Tzchias Ravin. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rebbe Yishmael. La'asos eilu ma'isei par l'chaper eilu ma'isei yom ha'kippurim. So Tosfos points out, we could have also said it's a machlokes of later Amoraim in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, but once we have Rabbi Yochanan quoting his Rebbe, so that's good enough, we could use that one. That is all. Day number one, the first blot and a half, right here. Day number one, what's the source for Prisha of the Kohen Gadol? You learn it from the Miluim. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le Reish Lakish, le Rabbi Yochanan, mehechok al yalfas la. Reish Lakish, he asks his Rebbe and his brother-in-law, mehechok al yalfas la, Miluim? You learn it from Miluim? That's not a good limud. Imam Miluim, kol akasa ben ma'aki bohen, afachanami kol akasa ben ma'aki bohen. By Miluim, if you don't do any element, any detail, the whole thing is puzzle. Would you say that here too? I don't think so. V'chitei machinami, it's not true. V'atzan, we're going to have later on. Maskinen lo kohen acher. Right, what do we say in the end of that Mishnah? You get an extra kohen gadol ready. V'lok tani mafrishin. It doesn't say that you have to do prisha for that extra kohen. What happens if the first kohen gadol gets tame? Or something happens and the second kohen gadol has to come in. And he has to pinch hit. He doesn't need prisha. He just comes in. Doesn't say mafrishin. So you see, it's not a dinli ikuva. If you want to say maskina means mafrishin, no. Listen, oh, idivi idi maskina, oh, idivi idi mafrishin. She used the same word. So Rish Lakish says, you can't, miluim is not a good makar. Because by miluim, everything is ma'akev, and by Yom Kippur, it's not. So Ella, Omerlei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Ella Meir, Meicha Yalafla. Okay, Rish Lakish, so what's your makar? You have anything better? Very unusual. They don't usually have that type of lashon. You have anything better? Mecha Yalfasla. So yeah, Omar Misinai. You learn it from Har Sinai. Dichsiv Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem's presence rested on Har Sinai. Vayichasuhu Haanan Sheshes Yamim. The sun, the cloud covered Moshe 6 days. Vayikra al Moshe Bayom Hashvi'i. Hashem called the Moshe on the seventh day. So Michti, Ksiv, Vayikra El Moshe Bayom HaShvi'i. He called the Moshe on 7 days. Mash, my Sheses Yamim. So what did he need the 6 days for? Ze Bana Av. Shekol HaNichnas B'machan HaShchina Ton Frisha Shisha. Right? This is to teach me that anybody who gets intensely with God needs 6 days. Kohen Gadol is going into Kodesh Kadashim. He needs Prisha, just like Moshe Rabbeinu needed Prisha on Har Sinai. I've gone on Shibatan. Moshe needed six only. So why do we need seven? So answer, Masnisan Ridam Miserahu, the Chayish Lotomas Beso. You're right. The Makar from Moshe Rabbeinu only is six. We add on an extra day. In case, you know, he had been with his wife right before the Prisha, and his wife was a Nida, and Matamehim, Boal Nida, is tummy for 7 days, that's what we add on the extra day. But the concept of Prisha is learned from our Sinai, that six, we just add on the extra day. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes at root between Rish Lakish and Yochanan? Beshem, we'll start with that tomorrow. I just want to mention one other point. Rav Soloveitchik, if you don't have it, there's a Rav Soloveitchik has a Sefer Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Shiuri HaGrid, they redid it a couple of years ago. It's a porn safer to half of this Masechta. By the way, also there's a great picture book I didn't mention yesterday. One of the Ma'ors. They have one on Sukkah, they have one on Yom Kippur, so we don't need it yet. But for all the Avodas, beautiful, beautiful pictures. It's one of the Ma'ors, a beautiful hardcover picture book. It's in the back of some Gemaras also on Masechta's Yuma. But just to end with one other source, that is the Drushas Haran. In Drush Shlishi, the Ran asks on Reish Lakish, how can we learn anything out from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? There was no such event ever again in the history of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, we can learn out for the, even Yom Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, the Kodesh Kadashim, that's not like Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yom of 6 to 7 days, and then 40 days, 40 nights. So, Eich Lomdu mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Yom Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim. Halo ein lamedem, kal v'chomer, kal mechomor, lahachmir alav. Im amamen hanichbar hazeh, asher lo haya kamo, hayaton prisha, eich nilmo mizeh, Yom Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim. O lakoyen, asher eva zapara. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu be a model? Says the Ran, if you have the regular drush of the Ran, it's on page Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. Says the Ran, throw the question the exact opposite way. Did Moshe Rabbeinu really need preparation? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know. What does the pasuk say? Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the differences, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem whenever he wants. Right? Emdu v'ashma, ma'itzav Hashem elkeinu aschem. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu decides on when he wants to talk to God. And he was awake, and it was panim el panim. Moshe Rabbeinu required hachana? So you might say, yes, because maybe that whole Mahusa Moshe only started after Har Sinai, but he doesn't answer that. He says he didn't need hachana. He was there. We have to work on ourselves and work on ourselves and bring, says the Ran, it's a beautiful Ran, we have to bring our potential to fruition throughout our lives. And every time we bring a certain level of potential, we have to go to the next one and the next one. It never ends. Never ends. Moshe Rabbeinu already brought it to fruition. Moshe Rabbeinu brought all of his kochos. He was on the highest level of chachma. He was natural. He was in the zone always. He was always there. So it can't be that he really required the days of Prisha. That's the pshat of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. My sheshes yamim, says the Ran. What are these 6 days? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need any days. Zeh bana'av. It's to teach me, though, that whenever you have an intense connection to God, you need Prisha. It's purely, that Prisha was purely, says the Ran, to teach us the halacha of Yom Kippur. That's how you have to understand Reish Lakish, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't need it. Didn't need it. That's what he says. Ain't suffix. Shazoza prisha lo hitzricha akasa bishwa Moshe. Ki hu lo haya tzarech laze. Ela ze binyan av lo kol ha'acherim. She yikantzu lo machan ashchina yitanu prisha. She yaduno kal vachomer me ba'atzma mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalo haya Moshe tzarech laze. Ki lo alav ha'shalom haya kol ha'itos shavos. Ki mibrei shahaya in yano lo malam en ateva. It was all equal to him. So that's why it's purely to teach me. Okay, but tomorrow we'll get more into the lumdis from Rav Soloveitchik. What exactly is the nekudas machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Hashem, we will pick up with that again. And the daf being shared tonight after Ma'ariv, 9:30.